Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Why didn't you stop them from coming into the country? We did. It has gotten worse. Just this is the statistics of your own department show that the flood of people coming illegally across the border has gotten worse under the Biden administration.
So I wouldn't call it a flood.
Oh, really? What would you call it?
Emergency, a tidal wave, an earthquake.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
It's not going to go back to normal. We can't deny that we're going to have to live with COVID.
About 23% haven't gotten any shots. And that distinct minority is causing an awful lot of us, an awful lot of damage for the rest of the country.
Look at you. Why don't you do something with your life? Sit around here all day. You contribute nothing to society.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. And it's amazing what's going on with the Border Patrol, and they're still sticking with this story, or they're trying to stick with it as far as their core audience, the feeble-minded, the low-info voters who watch CNN, MSNBC. And so they're being asked about this. Mayorkas was being asked about it yesterday, that this was all BS. And this was Mayorkas's response to the fact that Tapper, even a Democrat a shameless Democrat operative with a press pass like Jake Tapper, called them patently false. This is what Mayorkas said. Cut three.
But Jake, what those images suggest. What they appeared to portray was horrifying, and that I think deserves attention.
You've tried and convicted them already, and now you're saying what the images suggested, meaning it wasn't reality, and so now even the alt left media is backing back. Axios, this was yesterday on Twitter. We deleted a previous tweet that referred to Border Patrol agents as whipping at Haitian migrants. The story has been updated to include comments from some journalists on the border who did not see whipping occur. They were there. They were taking the pictures. If you look closely at the pictures, you will see they were using reins. Here's the original text from the New York Times. This is the New York Times correction. The images of agents on horseback chasing and in some cases using the reins of their horses to strike at running migrants. Number one, they're illegal aliens. They're criminals. They're not migrants. Here's the new cut line in the New York Times website. Images of Border Control agents on horseback waving their reins while pushing migrants back. Kind of a difference between striking and waving, isn't there? All the news that's fit to print. All the fake news that's fit to print. Time now for the chump line.
Wilbur, I've been framed.
Yes, you have, Mr. Ed.
Biden polls are sinking to new lows, or as the New York Times would put it, people are forgetting how bad the orange man was. People are forgetting how bad Trump was.
Yeah, I'm sure that the words to that effect will be written soon, if they haven't already been written, and we just couldn't see them because we couldn't get around the paywall. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, recognizing Bill Maher and Russell Brand as the new voices of the conservative movement. Mr. Maher's recent comments on the woke culture are refreshing, as is Mr. Brand's video on Russiagate. Bold statements by both men.
Being lectured on the climate by Meghan and Harry is the very epitome of being contrary. With a private jet in tow wherever they go, anything they espouse should make everyone wary.
Yeah, there was a huge story in the weekend Wall Street Journal, I think it was, about Meghan and Harry in Hollywood. And I just looked at it and I said, I can't even read the subheads on this. I'm so disgusted. But I chopped it out for Grace. Did she do anything with it on her show today? I think she said she read it and it was an interesting story. But I'm just so bored and PO'd at them and their virtue signaling, as Limerick guy said, while they're jetting around on private aircraft. They have a much larger carbon footprint probably than you and me and just about the entire audience of this radio show.
Come on, man. I can't get this to function at all. I'm trying to call the jump line, but this phone doesn't have a rotary finger wheel. Not a joke.
Again, someone on the party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring, as Hank Williams used to say. He's probably still worried about the party lines. 413 says, the Biden administration is easily horrified except by drone strikes against small children. Good way. Good observation.
Biden says those lying, dog-faced, pony soldier border agents are going to pay for what they've done. He just doesn't know how much or when.
Yeah, how dare they enforce the laws of the land? Who the hell do they think they are?
Hey there, little Jen Lying Hood. You sure are fibbing good. You're everything a senile old president wants.
Not bad. Not bad. You know, some people are calling her Peppermint Patty. She does kind of look like Peppermint Patty, doesn't she?
For most Americans, today is National Corned Beef Hash Day. For Hunter Biden, it is National Let's Smoke Hash Day.
Is it really National Corned Beef Hash Day? I did not know that. Many of these days I like.
I'm being told it is.
Like, you know, I like National Chicken Fried Steak Day. That's mainly celebrated in Texas, but I would certainly celebrate it around here if somebody brought some in. Oh, man, I could go for some nice homemade corned beef hash, not the stuff that comes out of the can and looks like dog food.
Alpo.
Yeah, I like. Could you take the blindfold test between Alpo and canned corned beef hash? I couldn't. I wouldn't want to do it because I would be afraid I would get the wrong. I'd make the wrong call.
Dude, Meghan and Harry really care. I heard when their private jet got back from Wokefest, they gave the leftover shrimp cocktail to the homeless.
In case you haven't heard, R. Kelly was convicted on all 9 counts in a federal courtroom in Brooklyn today. 860 says, I'm sure you're as sad as I am. The new R. Kelly album may never drop. Yeah, it's quite a blow to the American culture at large.
Guys, Biden lost it? Come on. That implies he would have had to have had it.
That's true. But as weak as he used to be, he's gotten a lot worse since then. Compare him even in, say, 2016 to what he is now. And he's a shell of his former shell of a self. The lights are on, but nobody's home. And the lights are pretty dim, too.
When asked if he is facing similar accusations as his brother, Chris Cuomo replied, I'm Fredo So.
Get it? Fredo So. Limerick guy says, Psaki looks like Wendy of Wendy's fame. You know, that's true too. Actually, the same color hair.
I think I should note that the president took questions on Friday. Unfortunately, he's forgotten where he put them, so you'll have to try again. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's all. Thank you.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. You know, I feel bad for those Border Patrol horses. First they lose their dewormer, and then they lose their jobs. You don't need to wait for the Gallup poll to know that they're chomping at the bit for a new president to take the reins. We're going to be fine.
See, Deval, Governor Patrick went a little bit out of character with that one. Just, with, you know, using those more traditional chump line jokes rather than aiming them at me. But that's fine.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Peppermint Pisacki says 207. Another 207. Best corned beef hash breakfast in the country, Greenville, Maine, White Birch Restaurant. More than you could eat in one setting. There's a lot of good places to get corned beef hash in the U.S. But you always got to ask, even when it says homemade on the menu, you've got to make the inquiry. Is it really homemade? Because, you know, sometimes I've been in restaurants that said it was homemade and it tasted a lot like Denty Moore had made it, if you know what I mean. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you like to hear more Chump Line messages or just want to hear your own message and we didn't play it, we have a whole new Chump Line, different messages that didn't make the cut right now. And that's called Chop Chumps. And Chop Chumps is posted every night around 7 o'clock, weeknight around 7 o'clock Eastern. And you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, recognizing Bill Maher and Russell Brand as the new voices of the conservative movement. Mr. Maher's recent comments on the woke culture are refreshing, as is Mr. Brand's video on Russiagate. Bold statements by both men.
Hey there, little Jen Lying Hood. You sure are fibbing good. You're everything a senile old president wants.
Actually, I think the old senile president would like her a little younger, like maybe by about 35 years. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. Traveling around New England,
we're off on the road to Rhode Island.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarshow.com.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follens BN, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follens BN, spelled Follansbee. This is the perfect time of the year to go to Follens BN with the leaves turning color. Go to FollensBN.com, FollensBN.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Does college make people stupid?
Yes, I think it does.
88% say yes.
And people say, what about doctors and nurses and dentists? Those are professional schools. You know, you're learning a profession or a glorified trade, really. I mean, it's different than, we're talking about liberal arts here. Liberal arts is contributing mightily to the dumbing down of America, probably as much as TV. All right. It's become a part of our Monday afternoons to play the collection of Bleep Joe Biden chants over the weekend. The first one here is at the Ryder Cup, of all places. But the better one is in Scranton, PA, one of his many hometowns. And there was a group playing called Stain, and I guess it's kind of a punk rock group. And this is in one of Joe Biden's hometowns where they're screaming the usual here. First, part one. Were they when you were doing your event in Providence last week? Did you lead them in a chant?
No, no, I did not.
Wow,
sorry. I'm not making okay, that kind of money yet.
You're okay, Taylor, but you're no Stained. That's STAIND. And here they go, and then the band really got into it here. The band's into it now. That's my new favorite punk rock group, Stained. Francine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Francine.
Okay. Howie, it's
yes.
Francine from Tucson, Arizona. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Long-term listener. We moved to Tucson from Massachusetts 22 years ago, but I keep listening, and I'm back east visiting the children right now, listening to your show, speaking a lot about the Mexican border. And I thought I'd call in to talk with you for a few minutes about some of the things I see firsthand and witness living just 60 miles from the border that you folks may not hear on the news every day.
Tell us about it. We're going to have Andy Biggs on, one of your congressmen, on tomorrow about 24 hours from now. But go ahead. Tell us what's going on at the border in Arizona.
Sure. For many years, when we came back from the border towns, Sierra Vista, Bisbee, Douglas, and so forth, which are the border towns of Agua Prieta, Sasebe, Naco, Nogales, we would go through a Border Patrol check station. And that was very active during the Trump administration,
mm-hmm.
meaning that a few miles into the United States, you went through this checkpoint and you were, you know, evaluated if you were a U.S. citizen. They always asked you if you were. And checked out who was in the vehicle and, you know, evaluated if you were legal or not. Every single one of those Border Patrol stations are now closed down. They have actually been removed off of the roads. People can just drive across if they can get across on a vehicle and enter the country without having to go through any kind of check station. The other thing.
So you could not just be an illegal alien on your way to get welfare in some state. You could also be someone bringing in a lot of fentanyl that would kill dozens, if not hundreds, of Americans, right?
Whatever I guess you want to bring in as far as people or products in your vehicle, there are no Border Patrol check stations that are currently open. So I don't.
That's insane, isn't it?
That, but I guess the answer was probably yes. The other thing is, on Interstate 10, a lot of times the coyotes, as they call them, that are bringing vans full of people across the border. A passenger van might hold 10 or 12 people. They'll pack in 20 or 30 people. The drivers are not very skilled at U.S. roads, and they have these turnovers, and there's bodies strewn over the interstate, a lot of deaths and very, very bad accidents.
Thanks for the update, Francine. Very depressing, but people have to know, including me, have to know what's going on. We'll have Andy Biggs on tomorrow, the congressman from Arizona. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
People are telling me that the lead singer of Stained is a guy from Western Mass, from Longmeadow, a guy named Aaron Lewis, and he's a big conservative. He was a Trump guy in 2016, and he said he was kind of disappointed with the bickering, but he wore in the tours of 2019 and last year he was wearing a MAGA hat. So he's still a big conservative. Obviously, he's a big conservative if he's leading that the chant with his drummer on the... I like Aaron Lewis. How could I not have heard of him until now?
Born in Springfield, Vermont, moved to Longmeadow when he was a kid.
Right. Yeah. And he hunts deer in the fall. He seems like a good guy. So I like him. We'll see if this should be the, I guess Stained is on the Bleep Joe Biden tour as they go through the country.
And the guitarist is from Ludlow.
Wow. It's a 413 band all the way around. All right. 844-500-4242. So we're going to talk a little bit about this vaccine madness that's going on. I told you I was out shooting with a crew for a documentary about Bloody Boston, they call it. And so I had to get tested. I had to get the nose swab on Friday night. And the guy came to my apartment to do it, and he said, I'm the COVID compliance office for the crew. COVID compliance office. I wanted to salute him, you know? And I said, is there a COVID compliance non-commissioned officer?
Your papers, please.
Eddie laughed, and he said, are you military? And I said, no, it just seemed like a natural joke. And then I went out, and I passed the test. I was negative. And then I went out, and when I reached the first location in City Square, Charlestown, the next morning, Saturday morning, they had to take my temperature. It's just crazy crap that's going on. I just to be with them? Yeah. Yeah. Just to be with them.
I would have just offered to drive my own car.
But I think I would have had to, they put me in another car to be driving around. They wanted to interview me driving around Somerville and Chelsea and everywhere. But I mean, just to be like with them and to do, you know, shoots in the parking lot of the IHOP at Saugus and in the graveyard in Acton where they allegedly were going to shoot me. And they made everybody take these tests. It was crazy. Or I thought it was crazy anyway.
Probably some SAG-AFTRA stuff they have to jump through.
I think it was insurance. I don't think it was SAG-AFTRA. I think it was union stuff. Not union stuff, insurance stuff. You know, they have to get insurance for the crew. All right, 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls on the madness, the vaccine madness. And I got some stories to read you, too, about the layoffs have already started. But one of the people that, we thought there would be an improvement with getting rid of baby Doc Cuomo in New York. But this woman who's replaced him, a former congresswoman from upstate, her name is Kathy Hochul. And I never know how to pronounce it. I just looked it up online, and that's how they told me to pronounce it, Hochul. She's really crazy. She's crazier than maybe even Cuomo. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm sorry Cuomo's gone, but she was at Brooklyn's Christian Cultural Center yesterday, and she was talking about God. And try to think how it would be reacted to in the mainstream media if a Republican had said this about, say, getting an abortion. But listen to what she says.
Talking about, I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated, all of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it.
She needs these people to be her apostles because people out there aren't listening to God and what God wants. I mean, they said Donald Trump was a megalomaniac. Donald Trump never said that he knew what God wanted him to do, did he? I don't believe he did.
And we'll be nation leading with our mandate, which strikes at midnight tonight when everyone is expected in a hospital in the state of New York or a healthcare facility to have been vaccinated. I will be signing an executive order to give me the emergency powers necessary to address the shortages where they occur. That's going to allow me to deploy the National Guard who are medically trained, deploy people who've been retired who may have had a license lapse, bring in people from elsewhere. That is not my first position, though, my friends. My desire is to have the people who've been out there continue to work in their jobs, work in them safely, and to all the other healthcare workers who are vaccinated, they also deserve to know that the people they're working with will not get them sick.
And if you don't get a vaccination, you're not listening to God. Okay? But she's a Democrat, so she can get away with saying that. There's people out there who aren't listening to God. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. Meanwhile, the New York Times is talking about all these people that are going to be fired in New York State. And you heard it calling out the National Guard. How many people in the National Guard really have medical training? Is it enough to make up for all these hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are about to be fired? In Buffalo, the Erie County Medical Center plans to suspend elective inpatient surgeries and not take intensive care patients from other hospitals because it may soon fire about 400 employees who have chosen not to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Officials at Northwell Health, New York's largest provider of health care, estimate that they might have to fire thousands of people who have refused to get vaccinated. And while the vast majority of staff members in New York City's largest private hospital network, New York Presbyterian, have been vaccinated as of this week, more than 200 employees faced termination because they had not. And remember a couple weeks ago, they got a tape from a Zoom meeting at a North Carolina hospital chain system, Novant Health. Novant Health has announced today that more than 175 of its workers have been fired for failing to comply with COVID-19 vaccination requirement. Again, if you're an illegal alien from Haiti or anywhere else, a terrorist state in the Mideast, you can come across the border and no one's going to force you to get a vaccine. No one's even going to give you a test. And you can go to the nearest welfare office and get right on the dole. But if you're an American citizen who works for a living, you could be fired if you don't get the vaccination. Last week, Novant Health, this is the one in North Carolina, announced 375 employees had been suspended and given 5 days to comply with the mandate. The deadline was Friday. Nearly 200 of those employees came into compliance, the spokesperson for the hospital said in an email. But more than 99% of Novant Health's 35,000-plus employees are now compliant with the vaccine mandate. They're based
on. We can talk offline and how we run that up to marketing.
All right. So I was going to say, Carolyn, I think we have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful. We have to say something coming out. You know, you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
These people. Very, very. Would they say that to Haitians? Would they say that to the Afghans that are coming across the border and attacking service people, gang raping them or gang sexually assaulting them? No, they would have to have tolerance for them, but for their fellow Americans, no tolerance whatsoever. Ever. 844-500-4242. Rosemary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rosemary.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
So my husband and I went to Florida this weekend, and we flew JetBlue down and back, and both times there were incidences. The first one was the flight attendant, it was a male flight attendant, went to the people behind us, and my husband said they were younger people. I didn't actually see them, and he came over and he talked really loudly to embarrass them and shame them and said, "Sir, every time I walk to the back of the plane, I see you pull your mask up." He said, "Are we going to have a problem here or what?" And the been lowering it when no one was looking and then, you know, pulling it up. So I think they responded no. And then on the way back, so he shamed the kid. Then on the way back, they announced that it's, you know, this is a federally mandated thing and that there would be a $3,000 fine for anyone, you know, not complying with the federal mandate. A $3,000 fine. Yeah.
But again, if you're an illegal alien, they'll just put you on a plane wherever the hell you want to go and you don't have to you don't have to even get a test, right?
Exactly. Well, I noticed a group of gentlemen that looked like they were from another place and they weren't speaking English at the airport. None of them had masks on. This was in Orlando, and no one said a word to them. So, yeah.
Yeah, you weren't expecting anyone to say a word to him, were you, Rosemary? They'd be up on hate crime charges. The guy, the guy in Atlanta who defaced all the property at Emory University with racist and anti-Semitic graffiti. He's not up on hate crime legislation because he's a member of a protected class, and so were those people you saw in the airport in Orlando. Thanks for the call, Rosemary. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you, what's going to happen to these people who decide not to take the vaccine? Are they going to be able to collect unemployment benefits?
I think it depends on the state, Daniel. Like, I don't know what the governor of North Carolina is doing. He's a Democrat, Roy Cooper. So if he's like most Democrat governors, the Democrat governors have been announcing that they won't allow you to collect unemployment benefits.
So basically, it's going to force, you know, if all these businesses and hospitals and, you know, government jobs are forcing people to take the vaccine, it could leave one basically jobless.
Right. What about the people in the military? They're saying they're not going to give them honorable discharges if they refuse and they're mustered out because they didn't take the vaccine. They're going to give them a dishonorable or a general discharge. It'll make it hard for them to get a job in civilian life. They don't seem to care, though.
Yeah. Right. And but all these illegals can come in and possibly get put on welfare.
Right. Right. And all the people who are on welfare, by the way, they don't have to, you know, the government is not sending out notices saying if you want to get your next check, your next your EBT card reloaded, you want to continue living in a public housing project or on Section 8 for no money, you have to get the vaccination. None of that's happening. Only taxpayers and people who have jobs are being coerced into getting these vaccinations. The people, the Democrat core constituencies, people on welfare and illegal aliens, they're all exempt from everything. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Daniel. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. The last thing I want to do these days is run to the store or spend more than a few minutes figuring out dinner. HelloFresh takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what really happens. HelloFresh is a great service. They deliver the food right to your door, and they deliver everything you need, including recipes and even the seasoning and the side dishes. Everything comes right to your door once a week, and you're all set for the week. I saw Taylor today. He was having what looked like a delicious meal that his wife had made from HelloFresh. What was it, Taylor?
It was a very good maple walnut crusted chicken breast, and it's delicious. One of my favorite meals. And you can have it many different ways. Yesterday, I had it in a pita pocket and threw in some fresh tomatoes in there and some other greens, maybe a little cheese, and it was just the perfect lunch. And today, it served again as a perfect lunch just by itself.
Yeah, and you know, unless you have four or five people living in your house, it's probably going to hold you over for at least two meals. So you get two meals out of one preparation. And again, the preparation is very easy. And you have a choice of about 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. And they have all these are meals worthy of a busy weeknight like tonight, including low prep 10 to 15 minute recipes and easy cleanup options.
And this week looks like it was delivered today. I got one pot longhorn turkey and bean chili. I've never heard of a longhorn turkey before.
Nor have I.
I'm sure it'll be good.
It must be free range if it's longhorn.
Yeah. And shawarma spiced chickpea fritters. Interesting vegetarian meal.
Yeah. I like fritters. Fritters are great. Pre-portioned and measured ingredients save time, which allows me to actually enjoy my meals. And dinner is just the beginning with HelloFresh. I love adding grab-and-go breakfasts, afternoon treats, and more easy extras to my order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh, I also save serious money. HelloFresh's meals are over 30% cheaper than the grocery store. And the family-friendly menu is a big win for you and your kids. It's full of easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. That means the kids like them. And Taylor actually buys his own. I buy my own. Patrice buys her own. We all love HelloFresh. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal extras from HelloFresh. Plus, their fresh produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down a toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
Meanwhile, in Hartford, Connecticut, lawmakers returned to the state capitol today to vote on extending Democrat Governor Ned Lamont's emergency powers during the panic for the sixth time, an issue that has become more contentious with every extension. At least they have to vote on it, you know. In Massachusetts, the governor has the support of the corrupt Supreme Judicial Court because he pays their salaries and has given them a bunch of pay raises, so they do whatever he tells them to. They're like trained SEALs. He doesn't have to get permission to continue his efforts to destroy the state. Meanwhile, in Rhode Island, the state is asking healthcare providers to file online complaints, i.e. snitch, if they know of any unvaccinated providers in violation of the mandated October 1st deadline. Again, so they can fire. But if you're an illegal alien, hey, just come on in. Don't worry about no vaccine. You don't need no stinking vaccine. You don't even need no stinking tests. Just come on in and go on welfare. We'll take care of you. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Where are the Republicans? Are they sitting on their hands and they have duct tape on their mouth or something? What's going on? I feel like I just live in a total Democrat society. Everything is just a free-for-all for all these people. What the heck is going on?
I don't know. Why aren't the Republicans disputing this? But I mean, look at the governor of Massachusetts. He's an allegedly a Republican, Johnny O, and he's up to his eyeballs in this BS.
And Cheney coming out and saying something about Trump was against the Constitution. The Democrats are using the Constitution as toilet paper.
Right. I know. They're defying order after order from the U.S. Supreme Court, and they totally violated the civil liberties and the privacy rights of all these Trump people in this Russian collusion hoax investigation, which we now know from Durham's latest indictment. We'll take more calls on this when we come back. 844-500-4242. How are you dealing with these mandates? I'm Howie Carr.